Well, a pretty tricky moment for David Cameron overnight, the British Prime Minister arriving in Brussels for a meeting with EU leaders to explain how he failed to convince his nation to stay in the Union. Brexit has left British politics in crisis and dealt a savage blow to markets. Though overnight, the markets did shake off some of their post-Brexit blues, shares rising in Europe, the UK and the US. But no one believes this has come to an end yet. So what's it like for a big firm doing business in the eye of this storm? Henderson is a largely Australian-owned but London-based funds manager. The dual-listed company has seen its shares slump 25% on the Australian Stock Exchange since the Brexit vote. Andrew Formica is Henderson Group's chief executive. He's in London. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
No problem. Great to speak to you, Fran.
Are you a little buoyed by the recovery in the European markets this morning? A good sign or just evidence of more volatility? How do you see it?
Well, I think it is a positive sign. There's been some stabilisation. Obviously, the Friday news was a huge shock to markets, and that carried on with very little news over the weekend, meaning Monday was a difficult day. So it's good to see a little bit of return to normality in markets that I don't think we're out of the woods yet, that's for sure.
I want to come to those woods in a second, but I wonder, Andrew, if I could just take you back to Friday when the news hit that Britain had voted to quit the EU. We had just an hour or so before been speaking with Justin Urquhart-Stewart in the markets there in London, saying it was a lay-down mazare, Britain was going to remain, some of the banks had done their polling, it was a clear remain win. He was wrong. Were you as surprised by the Brexit vote as the rest of the City of London seemed to be?
Yes, I was. I think many Londoners certainly went to bed on Thursday night, having seen the polls close, even comments from those on the Leave campaign saying they believe Remain has edged it. Markets actually were trending up on, with the currency markets trending up on Thursday night. And then we woke to the unexpected news that Remain had lost and that the Leave vote had got just over the line at 52%. So I think, like many others, I was quite shocked, distraught about the effect. You know, it was more an emotional impact because people really had been very passionate about the UK being in Europe as better for both Europe and the UK, and were quite taken aback by the result that came through.
One of the emotions was panic. Panic certainly gripped share markets. Henderson shares plummeted along with any stock linked to the UK. Do you think the falls were so great because traders had placed their faith in the betting markets and in the opinion polls that Brexit wouldn't happen?
Look, I think there's certainly an element that markets didn't believe this outcome was the most likely outcome. And whilst there was a modest discount for this vote coming through, it was obviously once it was confirmed, there was a significant effect. But I think the other thing is that markets just don't like uncertainty. So even though the vote has been to leave, the situation of what leave actually means and the effect that will have both on the UK and Europe is unknown, and uncertainty just creates volatility.
Well, let's look at what it might mean for a company like yours. One of your own analysts has described the result as seismic, one which will have long-term impacts on global trade and financial markets. And the post-Brexit world will certainly look very different for UK-based fund managers like Henderson, which sell into the EU. How different will it be? Do you even have a sense of that yet, a handle on that?
It's difficult to be too definitive given where we don't have the outcome, but all the details will be. But the first thing I'd say is actually it's going to be relatively unchanged from an operational point of view. We actually sell a different range of funds into Europe than we do in the UK, and therefore we have a European-based fund range based out of Luxembourg that will operate and can continue to operate. The biggest impact for Henderson isn't an operational change associated with this. It's actually more that markets will be lower and economic growth worldwide, not just in the UK and Europe, but worldwide will be affected, and that therefore affects our clients' demand. So it's really the client impact driven by lower market returns that will impact us rather than operational change that we need to make to our business.
Do you think the rules will change, though, the rules under which you can sell into Europe, your so-called passport rights to sell financial products into Europe? Do you think they'll be withdrawn? Some of the EU central bankers are suggesting that there will be a price to pay, as are some of the European leaders.
There will be an effect, and that's going to be more impacting some of the banks and some of the bank trading activities. For a fund manager like Henderson and the majority of fund managers, the we already have a European pass border structure. So ours is in Luxembourg. Many other people will be in Luxembourg or Ireland. They will remain. And the rules allow you to have the fund managers making the decisions outside the EU. Many American firms use a similar structure, so the UK will be able to do something similar. So the operational impact for fund management is actually relatively muted compared to banks, for example, where a lot of the activity around banking activity, particularly, say, clearing of euro bonds, has been allowed to operate in the UK, is more likely to have to operate within an EU country. But in the impact on fund managers is actually operationally much, much lower than what you may see for some of the bank trading activities.
It's 4 minutes to seven. Andrew Formica is our guest. He's the chief executive of the Henderson Group, which is largely Australian-owned, UK-based funds manager. As you've mentioned already, your company, Henderson, has a presence in Luxembourg. Some of the big international banks in London, like Morgan Stanley and Credit Suisse, they're already reportedly drawing up plans to shift their headquarters to the continent. Do you see Henderson relocating entirely to the continent? And do you see a big hit to the economy of the City of London and big job losses?
Certainly for us, we see the very little need to change our strategy and in particular where we're located. We may need to move some resources to Europe, but they're more likely to be a handful or so. It's not a significant number given we're 1,000 employees in total. Though I would say that I think the effect on investment into the City of London through this vote will decline. And some firms, and you noted some of the American firms, have indicated they'll move jobs into other parts of Europe, and I think you will find the City of London in general will lose some of its luster and not be seen as such a strong place to do business as it has been.
And Andrew, what about the knock-on effect that will be felt all around the world, including here? Many economists are forecasting a downturn, if not a recession, in the UK and Europe. The ratings agencies have downgraded Britain's credit rating, warned of the knock-on effects for the global economy. Are you as gloomy about the outlook as they are?
I certainly do feel economic growth will be impacted by this decision, certainly in the UK and in Europe itself. Probably not to the extent of a full-blown recession, but certainly taking what was modest economic growth back to relatively flat levels. That therefore has a knock-on effect to the global economy. This will be temporary, but it will have an effect over the next year or so before we start to see a recovery and things rebalance. And it's really that uncertainty that's driving that as much as anything else.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much for your time this morning and good luck with the stormy times ahead by the sounds of it.
Thanks very much.
Andrew Formica is chief executive of the Henderson Group, as I mentioned, a largely Australian-owned, UK-based funds manager. As Alexander Downer reminded yesterday, a lot of Australian investment too heading into the UK. So his view was that these shockwaves will certainly be felt.